Okay, let's get cracking today. We are continuing in the first Perek of Maseches Challah. Today we are learning Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid and Perek Dalid Mishnah Hey. In the previous Mishnah, we listed a bunch of items that are subject to the halachos of challah. They're obligated in separating the piece of dough as challah for the Kohen, but they're not subject to the halachos of maisros, the various tithes that are separated and given to the Kohanim, to the Levim, to the poor people, and so on. Now, in that very same vein, we're going to look at the other side of that coin. We're going to look at items that are obligated in Maaser, but not obligated in Challah, the exact opposite of the previous Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Eilu chayavin b'maisros u'peturim min Challah. The following things are obligated in Maaser, but they're not obligated. They're exempt, they're pater from Challah. Ha'orez, v'ha'dochan, v'ha'pragim, v'ha'shumshimin, v'ha'kitnios, whether it's dough made of rice, or millet, or poppy, or sesame, and legumes, all of these things are certainly obligated in Maaser, after all. Maaser applies to anything that's edible, anything that you could be eating that you're growing in the field, not just the five types of grain that we discussed previously. However, dough from these types of grains are not obligated in Challah, because like we learned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, only the five species of grain are obligated in Challah. Continuing in the Mishnah, what else is obligated in Maaser but not Challah? Upachos mechameshes revoim betvua. Anything that is any dough, even from the five grains, that are made of less than five revoim. Revoim, each reva, is basically a quarter of a kav. So five revoim is 1 1/4 kav of grain flour. Whatever the type of flour is, what any of the five species, this is what we were saying previously, that is, if it's less than 1 1/4 kav of dough, then it's not obligated, then it's not subject to the obligation of challah. Again, certainly it's obligated in maaser, you still have to separate maaser from it, but there's no obligation to separate challah from less than 1 1/4 revoim of grain. Now we're going to continue discussing a few other items that are not obligated in Challah. It says the Mishnah, Hasufganin. Sufganin is like this sponge-like type of bread that's made by mixing flour and water into a batter. You're not cooking the thick dough, you're sort of just making like a pretty thin batter. The Hadufshanin. Dufshanin is made by mixing flour and water into a batter and frying it in honey. As we're going to see, all of these things are not obligated in Challah because it's not really considered to be dough for the purposes of Challah. The Ha'iskritin, and like these kind of wafers that are made from also from very, very thin type of batter. The Chalas Ha'mesres, which is like also like a pan loaf made by pouring hot water over dough. The Ha'medume, and bread, like we learned previously, Medume is basically when you have a mixture of Chulin and Truma together. All of these doughs, says the Mishnah, Peturin min Challah, are all potter, are all exempt from Challah. They're not obligated in the Challah obligation, separating the Challah for the Kohen. And the reason, as the Bar Tanur points out, is because when it comes to the Sufganin, or the Dubshin, or the wafers, the pan loaf, all of those items were exempt from Challah because they're not considered bread. At the end of the day, the Torah uses the word bread when discussing the Challah obligation, and these items are just not considered to be bread, and therefore there's no challah obligation when it comes to them. However, bread made from meduma flour, that is exempt from challah because it's treated as truma, and truma is exempt from challah. Again, both truma gedola and challah are both going to the kohen. So certainly, anything that's truma, like in the case of meduma, is not also going to be obligated in challah. And as the Bar Tanur points out, this is also based on psukim in the context of challah. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Isa Shetchilasa Sufganin. So we previously discussed this idea of Sufganin, that these sponge-like breads are exempt, are not obligated in Challah. So now we're saying that if a dough was made as a Sufganin at its Tchila, at its beginning, right? It was made as a thin batter at the beginning, rather than this thick dough that would be obligated in challah. V'sofa sufganin, and at the end, it's still sufganin. It was fried or in oil or cooked in water, and at the end of the day, it was this thin dough. This, it wasn't real dough from the beginning and the end, and therefore, peturim min hachala, it is putter, it is exempt from the challah obligation, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. However, says the Mishnah, tchilasa isa v'sofas of ganin. However, if it was made as this, as a dough, as real dough, at its beginning, initially, it was made as a thick dough, not as a thin batter, and however, it was made as sufganin at its end. It was fried or it was cooked like sufganin. So that's either number one, where it started as dough, but then it became sufganin. Or the opposite, tchilasa sufganin v'sofa yisa. Or it was made as sufganin at its beginning, but it became as dough at the end. It was baked in an oven and so on, just like regular dough. So in these cases, where either it started as sufganin and ended as dough, or it started as dough and ended as sufganin, chayav es b'chala, it is obligated in chala, because the halacha is that in order for something to be obligated in chala, it must either be made with the type of dough that is normally used for bread, rather like a thick dough as opposed to a thin batter, even though the final product is not bread, or it's baked in an oven in the manner that bread is baked, even if it was originally prepared as a batter. So that's the halacha in terms of sufganin. Finishing off the Mishnah with one final halacha, v'chein haknuvkaos chayavos. And similarly, when it comes to this knuvkaos, which is like this type of like a baby food that was made from like ground up bread. So when it comes to this this baby food, it is obligated in challah, because at one point it actually was bread, even if right now it's baby food that you're grinding up, but because it was bread at one point, therefore the obligation of maaser of challah still stands, and you have to separate a portion for the kohen. Quick review, Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet taught us that when it comes to any other type of grain, not one of the five species, whether it's rice, millet, poppy, sesame, legumes, and so on, all of those types of dough are obligated in maaser, just like any edible food is, but they're not obligated in challah, because again, they don't come from one of the chameshes, mine dog, one of the five types of the five types of grain. The Mishnah also taught us that when it comes that the challah obligation does not apply when there's less than 1 1/4 kav of dough, even if it's one of the chameshes minedagim, one of the five species of grain. If it's 1 1/4 kav or more, then it is obligated in challah, but less than that, it's obligated in maaser, but not obligated in challah. And then the Mishnah gave us a whole slew of other interesting types of wafers or sponge-like breads and different things that really weren't made in the typical dough-like fashion. And we said that in all those cases, they're potter, they're exempt from challah, because at the end of the day, they're not considered bread for the purposes of challah. And the Mishnah just concluded by discussing the case of meduma, where it's a mixture of chulin and truma, where there's not 100 times more chulin than truma, so we have to treat all of it as truma, and therefore there's not going to be a challah obligation because we're treating it already as truma, which goes to a kohen anyway. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey discussed a case where of the sufganin, of the sponge-like bread, where we said if it's a sponge-like bread from the beginning and from the end, then it's patur, then it's exempt from challah. But if it either starts out as this thin type of batter like regular sponge bread, or it ends that way, then either way, it would be obligated in challah, because at the end of the day, in order for something to be obligated in challah, it either has to be the type of dough that is normally used for bread, or it has to be baked in an oven the way that bread is typically baked at one point, then it's obligated in challah. And the Mishnah then concluded by saying that the case of this kunfkos, this type of baby food made of from ground up bread, that's also obligated in challah, because at what point it was bread, and therefore it's considered bread for the purposes of challah. Have a great day.